Let us for a moment take an imaginary journey backward in time. We might pretend that we are watching a motion picture showing how people lived many thousands of years ago. The picture shows the beginnings of civilization. Life is really primitive. We see people living in crude huts or in hollowed-out caves in the earth. Some of them wear the skins of animals for clothing. Those who live in warm climates wear aprons made of leaves. Men and boys are hunting in the forests with crude weapons. In other scenes, we see the women preparing over open fires the food their men have brought back from the hunt. Now the picture changes. We come a little nearer to our own day, but not very near. The people we now see have learned a little about farming. They live in small villages. Most of them wear rough homespun clothing. About once a week, they take some of their farm products to a larger town nearby. There, they exchange them for goods they cannot supply themselves, for metal axes, salt, finer cloth, and the like. This process of exchange is called barter, or perhaps you would call it swapping. Now let us compare these two pictures. In both of them, people were doing three essential things, supplying themselves with shelter, clothing, and food. Man needs these things in order to live at all. He works in order to get them. He wants them because he cannot live without them. They are called economic needs or economic wants. You will remember that one of the definitions of the word economic is having to do with the means of making a living. Notice, however, that in the second picture, the people have come to use an additional means of supplying their needs, barter. Also, they have increased their needs. They can live, as did most early men, without metal axes and finer cloth, but they want them because life is easier if they have them. So they have worked out a means of exchange by which those who produce the axes and cloth can obtain the food they need, and those who produce the food can obtain the axes and cloth. Man's needs and desires have increased with the passing years and new discoveries. To satisfy them, he has learned to engage in more varied economic activities.